I'll always love you.
Welcome everyone to Xenon Ubers Podcast, aka XNU. My name is Cass and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who have been following this podcast so far. We're now up to episode number 14. I have a movie suggestion for you for this episode. It's called The Gymnast, and I will have a link to the show review on my blogspot. Haven't had any emails regarding the storyline so far, but like they say, no news is good news, so I'm sure everybody's enjoying the story. I enjoyed the story for the first time when I read it, and this is a three-part series, so after the first few chapters on this provenance, we'll go back to the Xena story, and then we'll come back and finish off the second section of the stories. I'm still counting down the days to go on holidays. So when I do go on holidays, though, I'm gonna try and have some episodes done up in advance so that you don't go through, you know, Xena and Uber's podcast withdrawals. And I will be able to post them while I'm away on holidays because I'm a dedicated podcast host. So anyway, we will move right along. And I'm going to give you a recap from episode 13 and then move right along and continue on with our story. So when we last left off, Rain had just finished at a function and was invited or challenged to a basketball game by the other agents. So she set off to go and do that the next day. And Lark was decided that she wanted to go and watch Rain play the basketball game. So she convinced Elaine to go with her and had Elaine give her a brief rundown on the basketball game and the rules thereof, because she had no knowledge whatsoever. So she and Elaine attended the game, and it was there that Lark introduced Elaine as her agent, much to Rain's relief. And Lark and Elaine had to head over to a photo shoot. And once again, Forrest questioned Rain as to why she didn't agree to go out with her. And Rain figured it out that it was her pride that was getting in the way. So she had to go through some investigative work to find out where Lark was doing her photo shoot, and then think of an excuse as to why she actually was finding her and talking to her. When she did find where she was, she ran into Elaine, her agent. And that's when she asked Elaine, you know, had they been intimate or were there's anything going on between them? And Elaine said no, that she was like my sister. But in that same aspect, she told her, look, I don't want you to hurt her and don't do it. And she was sincere about it and actually looked at Rain directly in the eye and told her, don't do it. And Rain took it for what it was and said, you know, I definitely don't intend on hurting her. Well, when she actually finally went and talked to Lark under the pretense of giving her her scarf back, that's when she agreed to go out on a date with her. And after talking with her brother, after leaving and agreeing to go out on a date with her, Rain talked to her brother to get some moral support and guidance and some convincing. She headed home to get ready. Lark, on the other hand, after her photo shoot, had completely obliterated the contents of her closet and pretty much exasperated Elaine on what to wear for the evening. Finally choosing something and washing up and getting dressed, she left to go to Rain's place for their date, and that's where we will pick up on the 14th episode. So we will continue on with Provenance from chapter, I think 11, but we'll just continue on. Okay, for all disclaimers, please listen to chapter number 1, episode number 12, I think it was. Provenance.
Hello, Rain. Lark enthusiastically greeted and smiled when the door opened. She was surprised she mustered those words out, she was so nervous. Rain was astounded by the beauty of the woman who stood before her and stood staring at Lark, unable to say anything.
She's absolutely
Gorgeous, Rain admiringly thought, trying to calm her racing heart. The silence worried Lark as she tentatively asked, Rain? She insecurely wondered if Rain didn't like what she saw before her.
I'm sorry. Please come in.
Rain chuckled, embarrassed by her display, and motioned for Lark to enter her home, intently watching her as she elegantly sauntered past her. She was speechless and stared at the shorter woman, catching a subtle whiff of Lark's alluring sweet scent when she passed by. Her graceful and seductive demeanor hypnotized her as she walked further into the villa.
Oh, man, I'm in trouble with this one, she thought and closed the door.
She stood upright when Lark turned to face her, as she didn't want Lark to catch her checking her out.
Are you okay?
Yes, sorry, you look fabulous.
Wow! Rain nervously laughed and checked Lark over once more. I apologize. I'm nervous. Rain sheepishly admitted, averting her eyes from the sensuous woman before her, then returned her gaze upon the lovely beauty.
Phew! Well, that makes the two of us, then. I'm just as nervous, and thank you for the comment.
Lark smiled appreciatively. Maybe a drink will calm us both down. What can I get for you? Rain suggested and offered, pointing towards the bar across the living room.
How about a wine?
Lark asked with a smile, and walked towards the bar Rain pointed to.
Sure, red or white?
Rain asked, picking up her pace to walk beside Lark, who passed by her.
White would be perfect,
Lark answered, smiling.
Then white it shall be.
Rain grinned with her anxiety slightly subsiding. She put a glass on the bar and attempted to pour the wine, but her hand shook too much to pour it. She looked up at Lark, hoping the woman didn't see her display. She blushed slightly and calmed when Lark covered her hand with her own. The contact had an instantaneous soothing effect upon her.
Let me help you,
she softly offered with a smile and took the bottle from Rain. She was just as nervous and hoped she could pour the wine without doing the same. Rain stared at her as she moved closer to pour the wine. The electricity she felt from Lark's closeness was undeniable, and she loved the feeling of being next to the woman.
There.
Lark smiled and placed the bottle on the counter.
Sorry.
Rain sheepishly grinned and pulled out the bottle of whiskey. She put her glass on the counter and looked up as Lark began to move around the room. She looked down and placed a few cubes of ice in the glass, then poured her drink.
You have a lovely home, Rain,
Lark observed, and moved towards the entertainment center, looking at the various pictures before her. She sipped her wine and looked back at Rain, who had approached.
I assume these are your brothers?
She asked, pointing to what appeared to be a family photo.
Yeah. The one on the left is my older brother, Shane, and the other one is my younger brother, Jace.
She explained and pointed to the picture.
Wow. They are very handsome. And you all look so much alike. If you had not told me that they were your older and younger brothers, I would have thought you were triplets. Good looks certainly run your family.
Lark observed and smiled flirtatiously before looking back at the pictures. Rain blushed and chuckled.
I guess so.
She answered evasively with a shrug of her shoulders.
You had really long hair, Rain.
Lark noted, looking at another picture.
How long ago was that picture?
Lark asked and looked at Rain for the answer.
Oh, about 7 months ago,
Rain answered, feeling uncomfortable talking about the picture before her.
Shit! I forgot to take that picture of Karen and I down.
She thought, angry with herself for leaving it up. That must be very uncomfortable for her. Maybe she'll just think she's a friend. She hoped and felt uneasy. She wasn't sure why, but it seemed important to her that picture might affect Lark.
You look fabulous with long hair,
Lark complimented and looked at Rain.
Oh, I'm not implying that you don't look great now with the shorter hair. I was just pointing out,
Lark attempted to explain, but was interrupted by Rain.
Don't worry. I understand what you're talking about.
Rain grinned to put Lark at ease.
Great,
she sighed with a giggle.
Who is the woman in the photograph?
She asked, feeling a wave of jealousy consume her from another woman being with Rain. She knew she couldn't feel that way, as she had no right to, but she just couldn't help it. She wanted to be that woman. She felt her heart flutter when Rain put her hand on the small of her back, and her jealousy swept away as quickly as it came.
Oh, no one in particular. Do we have reservations? Because we should be going if we do. Rain asked, trying to change the subject.
Yes, I forgot, Lark admitted and laughed, checking a watch. We should be going.
She smiled and handed her glass to Rain. I'll be right back. Rain stated, smiling, and took the glasses to the kitchen. She downed her drink before placing the glasses in the sink, and inhaled deeply, then exhaled in an attempt to control her beating heart that raced faster in the presence of Lark. She grabbed her keys and a flower from the counter before rushing over to Lark, who stood by the door.
This is for you, Rain offered with a smile. Oh, how beautiful. I love roses, and this peach-colored one is gorgeous. How did you know?
She asked, surprised, and felt a tickle in her stomach from the feelings of happiness. I'm a Secret Service agent, and that's my job, ma'am. Rain grinned mischievously and held the door open for Lark. Lark laughed and exited the door, waiting for Rain to lock up the house.
Well, thank you. I love it.
Lark smiled as Rain moved next to her and placed her hand on the small of her back again. She was quickly becoming accustomed to the feeling of Rain touching her. She smiled happily as they walked towards the car and smelled the scent of the flower within her hands. Her heart skipped a beat when she thought of how romantic the gesture was to her. Well, I'm glad. So, where are you taking me in this fancy limo? Rain inquired with a chuckle and held up her hand, thwarting the driver from coming around to open the door. She opened the door for Lark and smiled when she climbed in before her. She took her seat and closed the door.
We are going to the melting pot. I hope you like fondue, Lark answered, and inquired tentatively, hoping she would like the choice.
She smiled when Rain glanced her way. I've never had it, but I'll try anything once. Rain admitted with a laugh, shared by Lark, who sighed relieved.
I promise that you'll love it. The food is delicious, and the best part is the dessert, Lark added with a giggle.
Sounds great, Rain answered and smiled. She looked out the window and wondered if she should tell her about the woman in the picture. I should tell her about her, but not everything. She's probably wondering why I changed the subject really quick and didn't explain who she was in the picture. She probably thinks I'm an ass. Rain worriedly thought and turned to Lark.
The person in the picture was my partner, but we're no longer together. She admitted and looked at Lark.
Okay. Thanks for telling me that. Do you want to talk about it?
Lark asked and cringed inwardly.
What in the hell are you doing? Damn, I wish I could take that back.
No, not tonight on our first date. Some other time. Rain answered and smiled warmly.
Okay, sure.
Lark smiled and was happy that she didn't want to talk about her former lover. In a way, she wanted to know about her, but in another way, she didn't. It made her jealous thinking of Rain being with another woman. It certainly wasn't a subject you discussed on a first date.
I'm glad that topic was quickly put to halt. Mental note, don't ask anything stupid like that again.
She inwardly fought with her subconscious. Oh, I watched the fairy tale movie you were in, where you played a princess. Rain mentioned and pointed at Lark when she remembered watching the movie. She was happy for the opportunity to change the subject and jumped all over it. She was kicking herself for bringing it up in the first place, but felt she needed to explain her evasiveness about the picture for some strange reason. Lark was stunned and embarrassed that Rain had seen her movie.
Oh my gosh, you saw that movie?
She asked, surprised. Well, it seems that my nephew Brandon is a big fan of yours, and he had me watch the movie a few weekends back, Rain admitted with a grin.
I'm embarrassed.
Lark blushed, lowering her head and laughing. Why? I thought it was a pretty good movie, and I thought you looked very beautiful in it. Rain complimented and smiled warmly.
Well, thank you. It's just that I get this weird feeling when people I know see my movies. I guess I have this insecurity about them liking my performance or something. It's strange.
Lark sheepishly grinned as she stared at Rain. Nah, don't feel that way. I really enjoyed the movie, and I thought you did a wonderful job. Rain smiled and settled her uneasiness. There was awkwardness in the silence between them, when intent blues captured green ones.
Oh, kiss me, please,
Lark thought, wishfully, and moved towards her. Rain looked away when she felt the car slow down and turned to look out the window as a limo stopped.
Damn it,
Lark cursed inwardly, frustrated as she wouldn't receive the kiss she desired. Well, we're here, Rain announced, looking at Lark. She opened the door and stepped out. She held her hand out to Lark to help her out of the car.
Thank you.
Lark grinned and stood beside Rain as she smoothed out her dress. She moved away from the door, and Rain closed it. You okay? Rain asked, smiling, and watched Lark fidget with her dress.
Yes, let's eat.
Lark grinned as Rain offered her hand to help her ascend the curb.
Oh my, chivalry is not dead with this one. Be still, my beating heart.
Lark thought, flustered and impressed by Rain's manners. She was presently surprised when Rain held her hand all the way into the restaurant. The restaurant exuded a romantic ambience with the light sounds of music and dark lighting. The women were quickly ushered to the table in the back.
It's a pleasure having you at our establishment again, Miss Morgan. We'll see to it that your privacy is respected.
The cordial host informed her with a smile and handed them their menus after they took their seats. Rain checked out the menu and lowered it to look at Lark. So, what's good here other than the desserts? She asked with a smirk.
Everything is good here, she countered with a laugh.
Okay, let's try this one. What do you recommend? Lark asked, laughing.
How about if we get the special for two? It comes with cheese fondue appetizer, salads, filet mignon, teriyaki steak, which I highly recommend, lobster, shrimp, chicken, and vegetables. And then the best part, dessert.
Lark explained with a laugh when Rain answered dessert along with her. I can deal with that, but won't it be too much? That sounds like a lot of food, Rain asked, reciting the choices over in her head.
No, I've been known to have quite a voracious appetite.
Lark sheepishly grinned and sipped her water. I'll keep that in mind. Rain chuckled and closed the menu, placing it on the table. They placed their order and waited for the cheese appetizer. So, Lark, did you go to school for acting? Rain inquisitively asked and leaned back against the seat.
Well, I attended Juilliard for a year, majoring in drama. When I was on summer break, I got a part on a TV medical drama and didn't go back to school.
Lark explained and sipped her cocktail. Wow, Juilliard, huh? That's very impressive. Do you plan to finish school? Rain inquired and intently waited for the answer.
No, I'm just not into the school thing. I'm pretty happy with the way my career's going now, and I can't see where going back to school would make a huge difference in my life.
Lark explained and ate the morsels before her. She wiped her mouth and looked up at Rain.
How about you? What school did you go to?
Well, I was in the military for a year when I injured my knee. I went to Harvard, Rain answered unassumingly.
Very nice school. My dad wanted me to go there when he finally realized I wasn't going to follow in his footsteps of attending West Point.
Lark smiled and chuckled. My father attended Harvard, as well as my brother Shane, so he was very pleased that I decided to go there. She explained between bites of food.
What did you major in there?
She queried as she ate. Law, just like my dad and my brother, Rain sheepishly admitted with a smirk.
You're a lawyer?
Lark asked with a laugh, surprised by her law degree. Yeah, why is that so surprising? Rain teasingly asked with a sly grin.
I just don't see you as being a lawyer for some reason. You look like a woman of action, and I just can't see you in a courtroom defending someone.
Lark giggled. You're right. I realized in my last year that the courtroom wasn't for me and decided to sign on with the Secret Service. It's a perfect match for me, she explained with a chuckle.
What did you do in the military?
I started out in special ops, and my commander recommended me that I attend Navy SEAL training. I was hoping to become first female Navy SEAL, but I hurt my knee. The injury required surgery, and that ended my dreams. The service accepts my knee, but the SEALs wouldn't.
I'm sorry to hear that,
Lark answered sadly. Don't be. I was for a while, but then I realized things happen for a reason, and normally it's for the best. Besides, I really love being a Secret Service agent.
This is very true. If you would have become a Navy SEAL, then we probably wouldn't have never met,
she reasoned with a smile. So true, Rain added with a wry grin.
What about your younger brother? What school does he attend?
Lark answered and watched as the waiter cleared the dishes and placed the main dish on the table. He is a Harvard man, too. Rain laughed and picked up the skewers to cook the food.
Too funny. I guess it's best to keep it in the family, huh? My dad will be very pleased to find out you're a Harvard grad. She chuckled and prepared her food to cook.
Which batter did the waiter say to dip the chicken in? I wasn't paying attention to him, she answered with a chuckle.
Dip it in this one here, Lark answered and pointed to the said batter. So, what does your father do for a living? She asked, looking up at Rain.
He's the ambassador to Greece. Rain answered and looked up at Lark before placing her skewer into the pot to cook the steak.
So, both of our fathers are in politics, huh? She answered with a chuckle.
It seems so. Rain concurred with a laugh.
Do you have any aspirations towards politics?
Yes. My aspiration towards politics is to steer clear of it and protect the ones who love it. Rain sarcastically commented and laughed, as did Lark from the comment.
Me too. I would rather steer clear of it. But somehow my father seems to draw me into the mix by having me make appearances with him. I can't wait for the damn election to be over. I'm sick of going to those boring parties with all those old farts pawing all over the women, Lark replied with a grimace at the thought of the way they acted.
Well, if you have any problems at the next one, find me and I'll take care of them, Rain offered, smiling and winking.
Great, she added enthusiastically.
I guess your father knows my father because he mentioned something about my dad not long ago, Rain commented, changing the subject.
Was your father in the military?
Of course, or my grandfather would have disowned him, she laughed heartily.
Really?
Lark asked, surprised and giggled. Nah, but it was hard work for him not to follow in his footsteps, as he was a military man, too. Kind of rubs off on the children. Rain grinned, looking at Lark.
Well, maybe. I think I'm an exception to the rule, because there was no way I was going into the military.
Lark answered with a laugh shared by Rain. Somehow, I can't see you in the military. Rain answered with a chuckle.
Hey, should I be offended by that comment?
Lark teasingly asked, giggling. No, don't be. Military just doesn't seem like a place of occupation for someone as feminine and beautiful as yourself. Rain complimented with a warm smile.
Well, thank you.
Lark blushed and smiled appreciative of the compliment. They stared at one another, lost within each other's gaze, and smiled when the waiter broke their reverie. Lark wished she were in Rain's arms as her brain screamed,
"Want me the way I want you?"
"Is everything okay?"
the waiter cordially asked.
"Yes, perfect. Thank you,"
Lark answered and smiled. She looked back at Rain when the waiter left.
"So, are you Greek?"
she asked and placed a piece of the lobster in her mouth. "Yes, I am," Rain admitted.
"Your last name doesn't sound Greek," Lark commented.
"Yeah, well, that happens when the last name is shortened down through the years. Trust me, it's a good thing the name was shortened. I'd hate to have to spell it all the time. I have a hard time pronouncing it," Rain informed her and laughed, as did Lark. "What about you? What is your nationality?" Rain asked, placing food in her mouth, and looked up at Lark, waiting for her answer.
"Well, I'm a mixture of Irish and Swedish. My dad is Irish, and my mom is Swedish. Sorry, I'm not a purebred,"
Lark answered with a chuckle. "Not a bad mix at all, and I certainly won't hold your breed against you. But it does explain your beautiful features," Rain answered, smiling, and wondered if she really said the latter out loud.
"Thanks. You are really making me blush."
Lark's bemused smile played on her lips, and she shyly looked away from Rain, and then looked back.
"Your features are absolutely beautiful as well, Rain." "Oh, did I just say that?"
she wondered, slightly flushed from spitting out what she was thinking. "Now you are making me blush," Rain added with a chuckle, and shifted in her seat, uneasy at the admiration, especially when it was directed towards her. Lark saw that Rain was uncomfortable with the conversation, and changed the subject.
"So, do you look like your mother or your father?"
"I guess I look cross between both of them. I've never really thought about it much. Rain admitted with a chuckle. I think you look like your mother, but I think you've got your father's green eyes, she informed Lark with a warm smile, enjoying the fact that she was staring into those beautiful green eyes.
Maybe that explains why I'm Daddy's little girl, she added with a sardonic grin.
Hey, imagine that. So am I. Rain added with a hearty laugh. I like to make my dad blush by calling him Daddy. It's pretty funny, Rain told her, and snickered, thinking back how her father reacts at that situation.
I know my dad does the same thing, Lark added with a laugh. What does your mother do for a living? She asked, biting into the steak on a fork.
Her job is to make sure that my father is able to function in life. Rain laughed, as did Lark.
Nah, she's a financial consultant, handles the family's finances.
She's quite busy with all of our portfolios. She laughed heartily. How about your mom? What does she do? Rain quizzically asked when she stopped laughing.
She's the quintessential politician's wife. I don't think I can explain her any better than that. She totally digs all those stupid parties and stuff like that. She thrives on the attention and loves being a politician's wife.
Lark informed her and rolled her eyes with a chuckle.
Well, somebody has to do it, Rain added with a laugh.
So, what are your hobbies, Lark, other than pursuing unsuspecting Secret Service agents? Rain grinned wickedly and watched Lark shift in her seat from the playful barb.
Well, that is my favorite hobby, especially when the agent is you.
Lark admitted flirtatiously and continued,
I love shopping, shopping, and more shopping.
Lark informed her, laughing and wondering why she was being so bold with her compliments. She felt so at ease with Rain that the comments just flowed off her tongue freely and without hesitation.
It's a good thing that everything I'm thinking isn't coming out, or I would be embarrassed,
she inwardly thought, and felt flushed from her erotic thoughts of Rain.
Shopping, huh?
Rain asked with a sigh. I hate shopping, but I think I could get used to shopping with a beautiful woman like her, she inwardly thought.
I also enjoy traveling, reading, writing, and I love children, Lark added with a wondrous smile at the mention of children.
Great! I love traveling and kids as well. Rain smiled. Her interest piqued more so than the shopping hobby. I really love being around my nephew. He's such a cool little guy, she added with a proud smile.
I love them too. I wish I had a sibling who would grant me a nephew or a niece until I can have some children.
Lark answered with a smile, as a touch of regret that she had no siblings tugged at her heart. Rain was pleasantly surprised to find out that Lark was interested in having children. She had always wanted to settle down and have children with the woman she loved. Could she be that person? She inwardly asked, and wondered if the feelings she was having for Lark were real or just her imagination. She knew this, that she wanted to get to know her much better, and enjoyed her company. The talk of children with Lark didn't spook her like the same conversation did with the other women she had dated. Her other lovers had always brought up the subject, but she never had an interest in having children with them. It scared her to discuss the topic with them, and she always felt trapped, except now. She didn't feel that way with Lark. She was surprised by her reaction to the discussion, that she didn't change the subject or haul ass out of the restaurant.
Well, what are your hobbies other than traveling, children, and being a daring Secret Service agent?
Lark asked, grinning mischievously. She loved the intrigue of Rain being a Secret Service agent. That, and Rain's mysterious persona, fascinated her. I love sports and anything that is daring, scary, and exhilarating. I love to ride my motorcycle as fast as it will go through heavy traffic, and jump out of airplanes, hang glide, bungee jumping. All of these activities that put your life on the line and give you such a rush when you do them. Rain answered and smiled, loving the thrill of it.
Do you have a death wish, Rain?
Lark asked in a serious tone, and wondered why someone would want to lay their life on the line as she does with work and in her personal life. Rain sat silently and stared into Lark's eyes that were filled with love and warmth. She never really thought about her work and leisure activities were so dangerous, or did she? Have I subconsciously been hoping for a death wish? Maybe. I never did any of those things when Kevin and I were together. I didn't have a motorcycle then either. She wondered and blinked when the realization hit her that she indeed had subconsciously placed a death wish upon herself. She had been trying to fulfill that wish with her daredevil lifestyle. She looked down at the table with the realization
and peered up at Lark, knowing in her heart that she no longer wanted that for herself. "Not anymore," Rain wholeheartedly answered, and stared deep into the depths of Lark's soul. Lark smiled happily and saw the moment of awakening in Rain's deep blue eyes.
"I'm glad," she said softly, sincerely.
They stared at one another without a word being said. Their eyes spoke for them. Rain swallowed hard, knowing there was no turning back with this woman, and smiled.
"Me too," answering in a whisper.
She looked around the room and shifted in her seat, feeling uncomfortable with her feelings. She wanted to gain her composure and not be so emotional. She hated losing control, but Lark had a way of doing that with her, with the way she was able to touch the inner parts of her soul, making her face and bear her inner demons. Lark picked up on the uneasiness Rain felt and changed the subject, much to Rain's delight.
"Oh, I'm going to a pediatric AIDS benefit carnival tomorrow. Would you and Brendan like to join me? I know he'd have a blast with all of the other kids,"
Lark offered, hoping she would accept the offer.
"Wow, that's a very sweet offer. I'm sure he would love it. Now the question is whether Shay and Holly have anything else planned for him tomorrow."
Rain answered and thought back, trying to remember if they mentioned anything to her about what they planned for the next day.
"I take it Shay and Holly are his parents?"
Lark inquired. "Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just assumed that you knew who they were. Sorry." Rain sheepishly grinned and apologized. The casual, easy feeling she had with Lark made it seem like they had known each other forever.
"It's not a problem. I hope you both can go. I'm sure you will have a great time there,"
Lark added with a hopeful smile. "I'll give them a call when I get home and see whether he can make it."
"Great,"
Lark excitedly answered. The pair took their time with the meal and enjoyed getting to know one another better. Rain found herself mesmerized by Lark as she told her one story after another. She found herself hanging on every word that Lark spoke as she had Rain's complete and undivided attention. She was more intrigued by the woman than ever before, felt stupid for feeling so nervous about the date with Lark. She hated to admit it, but her brother was right. The date with Lark was exactly what she needed and wanted. She desired to get to know her better, much better. They polished off the dessert before them, and Rain sat back in the seat.
"You were right. That was delicious. Who knew that marshmallows taste so good dipped in hot white chocolate?"
Rain admitted with a grin, happy for the new experience of eating fondue, and for the opportunity to share it with Lark.
"I know I love this place, but the marshmallows are better in milk chocolate."
Lark chuckled and wiped her mouth.
"Yeah? And you promised not to mix your milk chocolate in my white chocolate, but somehow all yours ended up on mine."
Rain teased and laughed.
Lark sheepishly grinned and offered, "I know, I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. But I promise the next time we will get all the white chocolate instead of the yin-yang."
"That sounds like an offer I can't refuse."
Rain chuckled and looked at the waiter who placed the bill on the table.
"Oh, she wants another date. This is good news for me, or is she just being polite?"
She wondered, hopeful that it wasn't the latter.
"Oh no, I'm paying for the bill,"
Lark interjected and grabbed the bill away from Rain, who had picked it up.
"Come on, let me pay,"
Rain coaxed, feeling odd that she wasn't paying.
"No, I invited you out, so I get to pay."
Lark smiled and placed her credit card on the tray with the bill.
"Okay, I'll concede this time, but next time I'm paying,"
Rain adamantly stated with a smile.
"You got it,"
Lark grinned happily.
"Yes, she wants another date. I wasn't looking into things."
She signed the receipt and slid out of the seat. Rain waited next to the table and held her hand out to help her up.
"Thank you. That's very sweet."
Lark graciously smiled and gladly accepted the hand offered.
"You're welcome.
Lark, I am stuffed. You made me eat too much."
Rain jokingly laughed as the pair exited the restaurant.
"Yes, that arm of yours must hurt a lot from me twisting it to make you eat more,"
Lark countered with a laugh shared by Rain.
"I'm actually feeling very satisfied. I could have eaten more,"
Lark admitted as she climbed into the limo.
"You have got to be kidding me. Where would you put it? In your big toe?
Rain teasingly asked and took her seat in the limo.
Very funny, Lark laughed, looking at Rain.
So, where would you like to go now? Lark asked, hoping the evening wouldn't end very soon.
How about if we go for a walk on the beach? It would settle the food that is stuffed in my tummy.
Rain suggested and laughed as she rubbed her stomach.
Sounds wonderful.
Lark smiled, happy that she would have the opportunity to spend more time with her. The limo pulled into the driveway of her villa, and she exited the limo, followed by Lark.
You are so very lucky to live near the ocean, Rain.
I couldn't resist the villa when I was house hunting. It was really peaceful to sleep with the windows open and listen to the ocean. Rain replied and smiled as she led Lark to a private beach walkway.
I can only imagine how peaceful that must be.
Lark smiled and closed her eyes when the brisk breeze ocean hit her face as they descended the stairs, stopping on the beach. She inhaled deeply and shivered as the cooler air met her skin.
I hope she invites me to stay, so I can find out just how peaceful it is to sleep listening to the ocean, not to mention lying within her arms. Oh, you are so cheap, Lark, wanting to sleep with her on the first date. How can I resist that sultry being?
She inwardly reasoned and questioned. Are you cold? Rain asked when she saw Lark shiver.
A little,
Lark admitted with a small smile. Here, take my jacket. Rain offered and took her coat off.
Thank you so much, but I don't want you to be cold.
Lark answered and felt bad taking her jacket.
No, I'm fine, Rain commented and held the jacket up for Lark to slip her arms into. Well, it's pretty big on you, but I think it will keep you warm. Rain laughed, seeing how big the jacket looked on her. She rubbed her hands up and down Lark's arms to warm her as she stood behind her. Lark closed her eyes and reveled in the feeling she had from Rain touching her and let out a soft, satiated sigh. She hoped Rain would engulf her in a warm embrace.
Shall we go for a walk?
Rain suggested softly into Lark's ears. Rain's husky voice resonated through her ear, sending tingling down her spine. She nodded and answered,
Yes,
as she attempted to grasp her senses. Rain took her hand and led her down the beach. The pair returned from their moonlit stroll on the beach, both women enjoying each other's company immensely. Rain escorted Lark to the limo and stood before her.
Rain, I had a wonderful evening. The dinner, the walk on the beach, and your company was marvelous. Thank you.
Lark stated sincerely and smiled as her heart raced with anticipation that Rain would invite her to stay. She hoped.
No, thank you. I had a great time too, Lark. I'm glad you were so persistent of a date.
Rain admitted with a sly grin.
I'll call you to let you know what I find out when I speak with Shay and Holly about tomorrow.
Great. I look forward to your call.
Lark answered, disappointed that she wasn't inviting her to stay longer. She stared into Rain's deep blue eyes and wondered what she was thinking. She wished she were thinking the same as her, that she wanted to passionately kiss her and never let her go. Rain took Lark's hand within hers and stared into her sparkling green eyes and wondered what she should do. Should I ask her to stay? No, that's too presumptuous of me to insinuate that we should have sex on the first date. Maybe I should kiss her. She nervously questioned as her heart beat faster. Lark moved closer to her, hoping she would get the kiss she wanted, and blinked when Rain spoke in a low, sensuous tone.
Have a good evening. I'll call you tomorrow.
Lark's butterflies took flight when Rain stared into her wanton green eyes as she raised Lark's hands to her mouth and tenderly kissed it.
To be continued. Well, that concludes Chapter 4 of Providence by Debbie Bathurst, a.k.a. Cruz, and ends Episode 14 of Xena and Uber's podcast. I know it's a short episode this time, and I do apologize for that, but I'm trying to get a lot of things done all at once, and I want to get this episode out for you while I'm on vacation so that you at least have something to listen to while I'm gone. If you have any suggestions, I will be checking my email, so please drop me an email and let me know if you have story suggestions or movie suggestion. And if you do, send me an email with the details of the author, such as a website or their email, so I can get in touch with them. And if you just want to drop me a line and say that you miss me, just, you know, it would make my feelings feel so much better. But anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying themselves, and we'll catch you in the next episode. So in the meanwhile, take care, enjoy life, and love. Bye-bye.
For